Since I arrived as pastor, one thing I've tried to do with our parish staff is have an annual review. And so, you know, around June or July, or since I'm usually behind September or October, you know, each of us, we go in and we talk about how this year has been. And I've come to the realization through some reading and just my own insight that an annual review is helpful, but it would be more helpful if there were regular reviews and follow-up and coaching like during the entire year. So like a quarterly review that would prepare you for the actual annual review that may become, you know, the more thorough and robust review that comes along. We kind of think of that and apply that same system that is successful in the business world to our life of faith. At the end of each church year, this is the last Sunday of the church year, we hear about judgment. So the first reading and the gospel, sheep and the goats, right? Eternal damnation, heaven. Pretty scary stuff. And we're the purpose of placing those readings there is that we're supposed to put ourselves kind of on the judgment seat, that God is doing a review of us. How are we doing in our life of faith? And I kind of like the idea of thinking about, like, we'll have one ultimate review at the end of our lives, right? The judgment. When we die, we'll be judged. The sheep on the left, the goats on the right, or something like that. You know, anyway, you know what I mean. So, well, think about this. Wouldn't it be good if we took, you know, really took to heart this annual kind of preparation type of review that's preparing us for the ultimate review at the end of our lives? So each year we're kind of assessing where we're at so that we're not surprised on judgment day. So we're invited to do that. That's what the church is inviting us to this weekend as we anticipate the first Sunday of the church year, the first Sunday of Advent next weekend. So we do that personally, but we also need to do that corporately, as a body, as a church, as a parish. Because what we know as Catholics is we are the people of God. That's literally what the Catholic means, universal. It's the people of God. It's not just about me and God. It's also about very much about we and God. That's how we're to understand and identify ourselves. And so we're members of the church, and to review and assess ourselves on how we're doing as a church. Now, it's kind of prevalent out there now to see being a Catholic or being in the church as a person who receives the sacrament. So what I've noticed is, like, it's often happening that people are reducing the church to the sacraments. So it doesn't matter, like, where you go to receive the sacraments. Just as long as you receive the sacraments, then you're members of the church, you're a vibrant, alive, full Catholic. And so remember when I was talking about a couple weeks ago, Quick Trip Catholicism? We have such awesome Quick Trips here around in Wichita. And it doesn't matter where you go, you know, every half mile, there's one right there. They're all the same. You fill up your car, you move on, right? Well, identifying the church with the sacraments is Quick Trip Catholicism. And that's not the way that we truly understand ourselves. Pope Francis says that the church is connected with the parish. And he says, the parish is the church living in the midst of the homes of her sons and daughters. So we experience the church when we live our lives together as a parish, when we come together to worship. So that's a whole different way of looking at church than just receiving the sacraments. And so as a corporate body, as the church, right here in our parish of Blessed Sacrament, it's also important for us to kind of do a review of how we're doing, where we're doing well, where maybe we could make some improvements. Pope Francis speaks about an evangelizing community celebrates every small victory. So it is. A review is a time to celebrate and to recognize. Now, here's this was always a challenge to me. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, things are going so well here in this area. And then, but that doesn't seem right with Christian spirituality. Like, we're giving ourselves the credit. Is that the purpose of the review, to celebrate every small victory because we're great? No, Pope Francis says that an evangelizing community knows that it is God who takes the initiative. And so when we celebrate our fruit, we celebrate good things that are happening, we're celebrating not something that we've done, we're celebrating something much greater. That God is here in the midst of us working something wonderful and awesome. And so as part of our review, we have had a subcommittee of the Pastoral Council help to put together a great state of the parish document that we're going to pass out at this time. We invited the Ferraros to give us a little bit of an update or overview of that document that you'll be receiving.
Okay, so as you're kind of looking through the report, as Father said, we're Beth and Claudio Ferraro. We've been married for 25 years. For 21 of those years, we've been here at Blessed Sacrament as parishioners. Blessed Sacrament is very much a home to us and our four children. We have our two older daughters are senior and sophomore at Benedictine College. Our only son is a freshman at CAPE in Mount Carmel, and our youngest daughter is a sixth grader here at Blessed Sacrament. And our family at Blessed Sacrament is alive, it's growing, it's vibrant. It's a wonderful place to be involved with our Catholic faith. So this is not a boring finance talk, okay? 16 months ago, Claudio's was mainly a financial call to the R Challenge and the parish needing to support some major things that we needed accomplished within the parish. So today we want to celebrate that success as a parish. Our talk will be short. It's on celebration, hope, and a renewed action for the future around, as Father said, what Pope Francis' revelation. An evangelizing community is filled with joy and celebrates at every small victory, and we have many small victories. So it really depicts Blessed Sacrament and our new evangelization journey. So this morning we're just going to hit a few highlights on the current state of the parish, provide an overview of where we are with the R Challenge, with a new and continued call to action, and finally just introduce the development and timeline of the new pastoral plan.
Yeah, so please take a look at the document. It's really full of examples of an evangelized community actively demonstrating that stewardship is a grateful response toward a deep relationship with the Lord. Three areas that I'd like to hit on the document is really the state of the parish, our new evangelization in action, and to give you a short update and hit some points on the challenge, where we are at this point. So with the state of the parish, we are vibrant. The statistics, the notes that you'll see in the report are really amazing when I had the opportunity to read it this week. Since our last report, we've had over 100 new families here at Blessed Sacrament. We're educating over 400 students at Blessed Sacrament and over 150 at Bishop Carroll and at Capon. And our lower grades are at capacity. We have 324 active participants in perpetual adoration. We have 18 mass captains, two seminarians, and a young lady who's discerning the religious life. You'll also see in the document, if you pay attention to the demographic statistics, some things that really do show our vibrancy. Did you know that 51% of our parish members are under the age of 30? And we have 36% of our registered families have been part of our parish for only 5 years or less. Wow. For me, that is these are some amazing statistics, and it does depict that this is a place to be. Financially, you'll see a short section in the report. We had a very strong 2012 and 13. 2014, we've had a little bit of a dip, but our challenge giving was amazing, and I'll give you that update here shortly. So please stay motivated with your regular tithing. As Susan Kiefer stated in her witness and stewardship talk several weeks ago, God cannot be outdone in generosity. There's a section in there that under our four pillars that really shows how our new evangelization is active. We have over 70 active ministries here at Blessed Sacrament, 11 new ones since our last report. And you can see them under the four pillars of hospitality, prayer, formation, and service. As far as the challenge, you'll see that we've generated and donated $754,000 towards the challenge, leaving $500,000 balance of our $1.26 million goal. Those have been for improvements and some critical capital needs, as well as to replenish our reserve and replacement resources and funds, which is our really is our savings account. These needs included a new boiler, roof, playground lighting, among others, and you'll see in the report the projects that we've completed and those still to be completed. So please carefully discern and pray about renewing your pledge for another year. If you're not participating, this is a great time to participate. You'll note in your stewardship packets, your stewardship renewal packets, that it will have one of these cards to have another commitment. And next Sunday, please bring your renewal forms along with these cards, and they'll be offered up during the offertory.
Although it was not an official capital campaign, the R Challenge was the first step in our evangelization transformation. And through making necessary long-term commitments that solidify our future and also honor our past and those before us that left us the gift of this wonderful parish, we have many beautiful examples of families of generational stewardship in this parish. If you recall, our challenge was to evolve us as a parish from the perspective that we give to a need versus that we have a need to give. We're well underway to go beyond a capital effort towards true evangelization of our parish. As I said, Blessed Sacrament is our home, and just as we maintain our family home because it is a gift from God, then we are compelled to care also for this church building, which is our home for we the people, the church, and our school building, which is our home for our children's education. Realistically, we have to pay all of our bills and certainly pay our teachers and staff. And as a religion teacher at Cape and Mount Carmel, I want to personally thank you for your gift of treasure as it helps to pay my salary. We believe that strong Catholic families combined with Catholic education is the best way to form our, not only our children, but also all of your children in the total image of Jesus Christ. With the new pastoral plan, we're very excited about the next phase of our evangelization journey. Our challenge is not intended to be solely a capital campaign. It's an initiative to aid in deepening all of our relationships with Jesus Christ. So we don't want that to be lost in the capital needs portion of this talk. In 2015, the parish will introduce a 3 to 5 year comprehensive pastoral plan, which we expect will be a robust and well-executed effort to help each and every member of our parish grow as a disciple for Christ, to be a parish where the faithful encounter Christ anew and emerge as disciples to continue his mission. The pastoral plan will roll out over a 10-month period, and progress will be communicated as we move forward. So in conclusion, as we prepare to enter the Advent season of expectant waiting, this season is one of anticipation toward the coming of Christ from two different perspectives. The season offers the opportunity to share in the ancient longing for the coming of the Messiah, and also to be alert for his second coming. So we remember the past, and we also prepare for the future. Please join us this Advent by engaging in stewardship as families like never before with your time, talent, and treasure. This is a true path towards continued formation, evangelization, and that vibrancy that we were discussing at the beginning of our talk, and also the vibrancy of our universal church. So thank you for your attention, and God bless.